This afternoon, barbershop singers, women barbershop singers, will gather in Springfield for a regional competition. The top groups from all over New England and some parts of Canada are competing for spots in the international competition taking place in Las Vegas this fall. As New England Public Radio's Temma Silk reports, some quartets have spent months or even years preparing.
When I fall in love,
the four women who make up the Voce Barbershop Quartet meet weekly in Agawam, Massachusetts. That means driving about 2 hours for two of them, Deanna Sargent of Ballston Spa, New York, and Judy Sheriff of Westford, Massachusetts. Luckier Angie Clark and Beth Paul are both Agawam residents. All of them are card-carrying members of Sweet Adelines International, an organization 25,000 women strong, dedicated to promoting the uniquely American art form known as barbershop harmony. Voce is a two-time winner of the New England Regionals. Until the 1940s, barbershop was officially the province of men. The genre evolved as they met on street corners and harmonized by ear, also known as woodshedding, to the melodies of popular songs.
To get the sun back in the sky.
Remember this from The Music Man?
Ride a rose, I'm home again, Rose.
A men's organization for the preservation and encouragement of barbershop formed, but some of the wives wanted in, and in 1945, Sweet Adelines was born. Most members of Sweet Adelines, who sing in quartets or choruses, or often both, perform. Sometimes for free, sometimes not, and they compete against each other.
But you know what? With all the seriousness and all the work, it's incredibly, incredibly fun.
Patty Lavernowich of Beacon Falls, Connecticut, is an events coordinator for Sweet Adelines. She says even the judges at the competition train for years and are themselves tested on their abilities to discern excellence, not only in the singing, but in expression, synchronization, and showmanship. Of the panel of four judges, only one is permitted to watch what's happening on stage. The other three keep their heads down. All they do is listen.
I mean, they hear every single little problem that performers have.
So the pressure's on for the 24 quartets and 18 choruses about to compete in Springfield. And they have money on the line, too. In addition to ponying up for organization dues and other fees, not to mention the glitzy costumes, transportation, and hotel charges, many also hire coaches.
Now, start at the beginning with that kind of connected sound and that expression.
Angie Clark, who's part of the Agawam Quartet, coaches other singers too. At this rehearsal for Quattro, a quartet that meets in Middletown, Connecticut, she's also singing the bass part for someone unable to make it. Candace Nelson, Pia Cruz, and Mary Blewett, whose kitchen is doubling as the rehearsal space, are all listening intently.
That need to have just a continuous thread of energy that just ramps up to the climax. So start again right after the intro.
If I give my heart to you.
Mm-hmm.
If I give my heart.
This competition in Springfield will be Quattro's first. So I ask Blewett,
what do you think your chances are?
Oh, we're a brand new quartet. So we are. Our goal is... Go ahead, Candace.
We just would hope not to be last.
And Voce, where are they hoping to place? They're hoping to be first in the world, though maybe not this year. And one of their coaches, they've got four or five, say they need to do to get there. They've nailed the technical challenges. What's left to do now is sing with abandon. Here's Deanna Sargent.
You know, to really tell the story through all of it, through the musical instrument, but also through our body language, but really to feel each passage and each word.
And as every singer knows, you have to really feel it to sell the song.
In the warmth of the sun.
The competition continues through Saturday at Springfield's Symphony Hall. For New England Public Radio, I'm Temma Silk.
When I give my heart.
When I give my heart.